swearing, Paul.
The profanity bothers you.
Yeah. Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes!
Scream Queen!
Aw, don't you just love Paul Rudd? Everyone loves Paul Rudd. Is what you'll probably say right after watching Ant-Man and the Wasp. And just like Paul Rudd, safe, wholesome, and fun are three words which also happen to sum up this latest Marvel sequel.
Ant-Man and the Wasp teaming up.
It's the latest on the production line in the MCU's saga of spin-offs, reboots, prequels, and sequels. And yes, you heard right. Everyone's favorite nice guy ever, Paul Rudd, who also never ages, has returned as Scott Lang.
What'd I miss?
If you need a recap, though, since joining the Avengers crew in Civil War, Scott's had some pretty mad cabin fever. Why? Because he's been under house arrest. We open to Scott doing nice and wholesome things like being a dad.
I wish I could fight bad guys like you.
But don't worry, like, this Ant-Man sequel isn't just a look at this teeny tiny superhero's teeny tiny domestic life. Like, there's still some sick action and you get to see him get big and small a bunch.
We were just tiny!
And Scott eventually does break free, so we do eventually get to see him go on a bunch of adventures with, you guessed it, the Wasp.
Now she wants to take over the world or whatever.
And she's played by Evangeline Lilly, who you'll mostly remember from Lost. I'd say where this Ant-Man sequel really works, though, isn't so much on a plot level. Like, if this movie were a carbohydrate, it'd definitely be about as complex as white bread. But admittedly, it is pretty interesting if you've ever been curious to see what a literal small and low-stakes MCU story looks like. And the whole tone of the movie has this intentional poppy naivety and cheesiness to it. If anything, its bright, self-aware tone kind of reminds you of Spy Kids.
Mom, he's mimicking me!
Where Ant-Man falls short, though, has got to be its gags. Like, its scripting isn't nearly as creative or punchy as the Avengers. And when you mix it with the overall innocent tone of the movie, the whole thing really does feel quite young and fairly unmemorable in the long run. Ant-Man and the Wasp is simply okay. If you're a total frother for Marvel movies, yeah, you'll love this sequel. But if you're not hot for these kind of stories in general, its overall safeness and low stakes will likely just irk you with its predictability. It gets 3 out of 5.
Triple J.